Greg Giroux joins us, and he is a jewel with Bloomberg Government, writing Ballots and Boundaries, which is just it's stunning. The detail he goes into on redistricting and gerrymandering as well. Mr. Giroux, maybe it's Texas Attorney General Garland in Washington going after Texas, and that's a story about the minority vote, or it's Michigan, Pennsylvania, or others. What do courts actually do in the great redistricting battle?
Well, they have a very important role. You know, the Supreme Court said in 2019 that federal courts can't say whether or not redistricting maps are too political, but state courts can do so. And so they're going to be very, very important in the redistricting wars. And federal courts and state courts also can judge whether maps, reduce the ability of racial and ethnic minorities to elect their candidates of choice. So the politics of redistricting and also the racial and ethnic gerrymandering claims are also going to be policed by the courts this year and next.
Who goes to the courts? Is a congressman who feels like he's getting taken to the cleaners go to the court?
Well, typically what happens is like groups, some good government groups will do this, or partisan groups. The Democrats and the Republicans both have redistricting organizations that raise a lot of money to bring lawsuits in courts all over the country, and they will file suit on behalf of voters who say they've been aggrieved by these by redistricting maps they say discriminate against voters in their states.
Greg, it seems to me that this happens kind of all the time, and it seems to me there should be an extraordinarily high bar to get a district kind of rezoned, if you will. How hard or how easy is it to actually do this?
How easy it is to do to get a district thrown out,
or just get kind of redistrict an existing district?
Yeah. Well, it's probably the most intensely political process I've ever seen, because it's all about power, the redrawing of lines. And most states is done by Democrats and Republican legislatures who have a vested interest in boosting their political party at the expense of the other party. It's not that difficult to redraw congressional district lines to help your party and to stick it to the opposite party. Technological advances make it very, very easy now to draw hundreds, if not thousands, of maps. It's very sophisticated, and you can kind of tell from voting data and consumer data how districts are going to vote in 2022. It's tricky to predict that out for a decade, but it's becoming easier and easier, I think, to draw more and more maps with all the sophisticated tools we have to look at the political data that will determine how districts will vote.
And is this an equal employment or equal kind of situation where both Republicans and Democrats are engaging this, or is one side maybe a little bit more aggressive than the other?
Well, the Republicans are in charge of redrawing more congressional districts than Democrats. The Republicans are in the final authority to draw lines in about 187 districts versus just 75 for the Democrats. The rest of the districts are going to be drawn by commissions or by bipartisan governments. So Republicans have a clear advantage over Democrats in redistricting. And so they're drawing more of the district lines in states like Texas, Ohio, North Carolina. We have new maps drawn by Republicans. But the Democrats, they're not going to unilaterally disarm here, even as they promote a bill that would mandate independent redistricting commissions all across the country. Democrats control states like Maryland, Illinois, and New Mexico, and they're pressing their partisan advantages in those states there.
Constitutionally, they have a right to own the high ground. If a given party is the majority of a state, clearly they have the right to control redistricting. How out of whack is out of whack? I mean, Greg, as the expert, what normal is for gerrymandering. How do you know when it's out of whack?
Well, it's sort of in the eye of the beholder.
Really?
It really depends on what a court says. Some states will bar, some state constitutions will bar, partisan gerrymandering. They may have language in their constitution that says you can't draw a map that unduly favors or disfavors a political party or an incumbent. But what's sometimes those, what thresholds do you use to determine whether a map is too partisan or not? I mean, there are some metrics you can look at, but it really depends on who sits on the courts that are going to adjudicate those claims. But the stakes are just very, very high with Democrats nursing a five-seat majority, one of the smallest House majorities in modern history. Both parties are going to be trying to press their advantage as much as they can, the Republicans to win the majority and the Democrats to defend it.
Greg Giroux, thank you so much. Just fascinating. Yep. Ballots and boundaries. I really can't say enough about it. This is a really rich field of experts, and he's killing it in this analysis. I still don't get it.